And the encouragement not to worry is that you could understand that at the time, and you didn't. And I think this was how I felt. Pay attention to me.
Okay, sorry everyone. For reasons unknown to myself, I took them all downstairs. Oh well, that's life before sukkahs. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we're going to be learning a lovely piece about the Arba Minim. Okay, the Inyan of Sukkot is basically Chasadim. That we sit. This is the reason why the tzel has to be greater than the shemesh, because we come under the tzel of emunah. So the inyan of Sukkot is chasadim, and we're going to be learning a relatively shorter piece of Zohar this today on the Arba Minim. But there's lots, of course, lots to learn on Sukkot. There's also about the Sukkah itself. But this time we'll learn the Arba Minim. There's other pieces on the Arba Minim also. Okay, so I sent you the material. Everybody got it?
Yep.
Super. Okay, so it begins with Resh Yud. That's the first paragraph. Okay. All right. Who wants to read? We're not in such a hurry today. It's a smaller piece. Somebody want to read the Aramaic? Who likes reading? Karen, I don't hear you. I'm in trouble.
You're very faint, Timna.
Mamash lo shomim otach.
יותר טוב?
וואי, הרבה יותר טוב.
יותר טוב?
כן, כן.
יופי, ברוך השם. מאיפה המקור?
זה מהפירוש הסולם בויחי.
בויחי, אוקיי, אני מביאה.
אוקיי, יש לך את הספר, יופי.
כן.
בסדר, מצוין. נחכה רגע לתמונה. There are several קטעים על ארבע מינים בזוהר. They're all different. And we're going to see how some of, you know, we're going to see in this one piece, you're going to get different explanations. I think that's part of the learning. Understand why we have different explanations to the same piece. Okay. Vayechi, it's a daf. Oh, you see this quickly. 67. Samach Zayin, ve'ot Reish Yud. Okay. All right. Leah, את רוצה לקרוא?
Okay. ככה זה. כל הנקרא בשמי, כמה אילאים עובדי מלכה קדישה, והד אינון עובדי דאיו עבד לטאטה. הטרלון במילים אילאים דילאלה, וחד נטלית לטאטה, ועבד בהו עובדה, התאר ההוא עובדה דלעילה, דקטר בה, כגון עזובה את ערב והאוקינה מילה.
יופי. תקחי גם למטה.
It seems like I have a slightly different text here. I'm in the right place, Reishud, in the Sulam. And it seems like it's reading somewhat differently. Mine starts Kama Chashuvim Heim Ovdei HaMelech HaKadosh.
Did you get the pieces I sent you?
I'm sorry, this is what you sent me.
You're but, reading down at the bottom, Shana, and we're reading the Aramaic.
Okay.
It's page 67.
Okay, כל הנקרא בשמי, כמה עליין. Okay, fine, yes, fine, thank you.
Okay, right, great. Okay, very good. All right, lovely. Okay, so now we're just going to read the sulam in the first column on the right hand side at the bottom.
Okay.
כמה חשובים הם עובדי המלך הקדוש, כי באלו המעשים שהם עושים למטה, הם קושרים אותם בדברים העליונים למעלה. דהיינו בשורשם. כי כל דבר למטה בעולם הזה, יש לו שורש למעלה בעולמות העליונים. וכשלוקחים אותם למטה, עושים מעשה בהם, מתעורר כנגדם מעשה ההוא שלמעלה. דהיינו שורשם שבעולמות העליונים. כגון אזוב, עץ ארז, שצוותי התורה לקחת למטהר. וכבר בארנו הדברים.
אוקיי, יופי. תוח הזה. אז come and see. All who call in my name. How important are the servants or the works of the Holy King? Because the deeds, no, the servants of the Holy King, because these deeds which they do below, they connect with the matters, the higher matters above, that is in their root. Because everything which is below in this world has a higher root in the worlds above. And when we take them below and we make an action with them, there awakens an equivalence to them, an action above, that is in their roots, which is in the higher worlds. For example, hyssop, or the cedar, piece of the cedar tree, which the Torah commanded to take to purify, and we have already explained these matters. Okay, עוד אחד, ראש יוד א'. אלה, את רוצה להמשיך?
ואית מנהיו, ואית מנהיו, דאחדים בשמה קדישה, כגון לולה ואתרוג, הדס וערבה, דחולו אחידן בשמה קדישה לאילה. ועל דת הנינן, לאחדה לון ולמאבד בהו עובדה, בגין להתארח בדווה ההוא דאחיד בי. ועל דת הנינה, במילין ועובדה ביין לאחזה מילה, בגין להתארה מילה אחרה.
Very good. ויש, ואית, תקריא גם למטה.
ואית מינה יהודי אחידן וכו', ויש מהם שאחוזים בשם הקדוש למעלה, כגון לולה ואתרוג, הדס וערבה, כמו שכתוב להלן באות רשיות ג', ועל זה למדנו שצריכים לייחד אותם, דהיינו לקשרם יחד, ולעשות בהם מעשה, דהיינו לנענע אותם, כדי לעורר שמחה בשורש ההוא שאחוז בו למעלה. ועל זה למדנו בדיבורים, דהיינו בברכת המצוות ובמעשה המצווה, צריכים להראות בדבר שלמטה, כדי לעורר בזה את הדבר שלמעלה, דהיינו את שורשו העליון.
יופי. Yes, and there are some of them which are actually holding the holy name above. For example, the lulav and the etrog and hadas and the arava. And concerning this, we've learned that we need to unite them, that is to bind them together and to make with them an action, that is to shake them, in order to awaken joy in their root, which they are connecting with above. And on this we have learnt, we do it with words, that is with the bracha of the mitzvah and with the action of the mitzvah. And we need to show the action, the issue below, the matter below, in order to awaken through this the equivalent matter above, that is in its highest root. So here we have a principle, a Quran, that what we do below has an action above. Okay, so every time we do a mitzvah below, we have the dibur of the mitzvah, which is the bracha, and we have the action of the mitzvah itself. And accordingly, awakens the corresponding light or the corresponding vessels above. Okay? And he says specifically regarding the lulav, the etrog, the hadas, and the arava, together they make the Shema Kadosh, the holy name. All right? That's already is a tremendous understanding what we do when we take the lulav. Okay. Anybody else want to read in the Aramaic? David, do you like reading the Aramaic?
Okay.
Go for it. Reish Yud Bet. Okay. Hatat Yichtiv. That means Moshe Ketuv.
Kol Nikra B'Shmi V'Lechudi. Lechudi.
Lechvodi.
Lechvodi. Okay. That Aram Yikari. The Raiti. Raitav.
Raiti.
ליחדה לי יצרתה טיב למעבד ביה עובדה אף עשיתי והתחרה ביה חילה דאלה.
Very good. Okay, where should bet underneath?
הכל הנקרא וכולי, זהו שכתוב כל הנקרא בשמי ולכבודי, דהיינו כדי שיעשה לי כבוד. ריאטיב. כדי לייחד אותי. יצרתיב. לעשות לי מעשים טובים. אף עשיתיב שיתעורר על ידו כוח עליון.
Excellent. Well done. Okay, now, this is, of course is a פסוק from ישעיהו. Okay, it's Yeshayahu Mem Gimel. So if you happen to have your Tanakh handy, if you, anybody you want to?
I'm looking.
Okay.
Yeshayahu Mem Gimel?
Yeah, Yeshayahu Mem Gimel. Let me see, I can find it. I found it earlier today. Pasuk Zayin.
Kol hanikra b'shmi v'lechodi l'chvodi v'ritav yetzarteiv af asiti.
Okay. Kol hanikra b'shmi l'chvodi barati. Barati oto. Okay, barati. Yetzarteiv af asiti. Beseder gamur. Okay. As what he's saying is, Zeu Shekatuv, this is what's written, whatever is called in my name and for my glory, that is, in order to make me kavod. But I created him in order to unite me. I formed him that he should do for me good deeds, afasitiv, that he should awaken through him the higher power. Okay, so we have a shalshelet of actions, and kol hanikra b'shmi v'lichvodi, barativ, to yaleached oti, to unite me, to do the ma'asim tovim, and to awaken through this the power, the higher power. It's a shalshelet tekulam tzuchim lavo biyachad. Okay.
ידידה, אם הם שלושה עולמות,
סליחה?
כאילו של... זה כאילו מקביל לשלושת העולמות?
אני לא שומעת.
של בריאה, יצירה, עשייה?
נשמעת קטוע.
כאילו...
אני לא שומעת אותך, צינה, זה נשמע נורא.
וואו, עכשיו יותר טוב?
כן, תנסי שוב.
זה בסדר שם?
זה קצת קטוע, הדיבור.
וואו, את לא... אוקיי.
סתרת, כנראה יש לך בעיה עם המיקרופון היום.
יש לי. אני מתכוון, אין בעיה.
אם את רוצה לכתוב, תמיד את יכולה.
לא משנה, לא משנה. זה בסדר, אני
אקשיב. לא משנה.
This pasuk is also a kind of a code to about all the words, Briya, Yetzira, Asiya.
אני גם אותך לא פתאום לא שומעת טוב. רק שנייה, אולי זה הבעיה אצלי. שנייה, אני אסדר גם פה משהו, אולי זה יעזור לכולנו. רק שנייה.
מעניין מה שאת אמרת, זה מאוד, זה מקשר את שלושה הדברים האלה. כן, אבל אנחנו מדברים פה על ארבע דברים.
הלו?
לא, לא.
אוקיי, ביי, אוקיי. עכשיו תמנה, תדברי עכשיו.
אני שואלת אם הפסוק
הזה...
עכשיו זה בסדר?
כן, יותר טוב.
אוקיי. אם הפסוק הזה, זה שלוש עולמות של בריאה, יצירה, עשייה.
ודאי, ודאי.
כאילו גם היחוד, המעשים טובים, כאילו עולם היצירה, ויתואר על ידו, זה עולם העשייה, מלמטה למעלה, שואלת.
זה אני לא יודעת בדיוק, אנחנו נדבר על זה עוד רגע, כי הוא מביא את זה שזה קשור לעולמות, בדיוק כמו שאת אמרת, נדבר על זה מה הם, איך הם מקושרים, ודאי נראה לי שזה, אני לא יכולה להגיד שתמיד הדיבור זה שייך לזה והמעשה שייך לזה וזה, זה לא כל כך ברור. שזה ככה, אבל שזה מדובר על הארבע עולמות, כן. זה תקף הזוהר מביא את זה. יפה. אוקיי, יופי.
ידידה, quick
yes.
questions?
Yes.
Is it possible to say that with every mitzvah that we do, there is a kind of an arousal above based on our deeds?
Yes.
General kind of way that would be true.
Yes. This is like a principle he's telling us.
But the quality of the arousal is probably different for different mitzvot.
It's not the quality. It's the vessels that are created. That's also a good question, Shana. Let's just wait a little bit,
sure.
And then we'll talk about that as well. That's a very good question as well. Okay. So both these questions are important questions. Okay, it's just I want to carry on a little bit more with the Zohar, and then it, because the Zohar in a way also brings that issue up.
Okay.
Okay, great. Beautiful. Okay. Reish Yud Gimel. Go on, David, you're doing fine.
מה זה דלת אייב?
דבר אחר.
דבר אחר. כל הנקרא בשמי, היינו דכתיב, פרי עץ הדר. ולכבודי, ברעתיב.
Excellent, yeah.
היינו כפות חמרים.
Mm-hmm.
יצרתיב, היינו וענף עץ אבות. אף עשיתיב, היינו אבאי נחל.
Okay, very good.
Okay, וסולם. כל הנקרא בשמי, היינו שכתוב פרי עץ הדר. ולכבודי ברעתיב, היינו כפות תמרים, ויצרתיב, היינו ענף עץ אבות, אף עשיתיב, היינו וערבי נחל, פירוש. שמבאר שורשי ארבעה מינים, שהם ארבע עולמות...
אצילות, בריאה.
אצילות, בריאה, יצירה ועשייה.
אוקיי.
האתרוג היא כנגד עולם אצילות. ועליו כתוב, כל הנקרא בשמי, כי הנוקבה דאצילות נקראת שם.
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 Mm-hmm.
כפות תמרים כנגד עולם הבריאה, ועליו כתוב, וכבודי בריאתי. וענף עץ אבות כנגד עולם היצירה, ועליו נאמר יצירתי, וערבי נחל נגד עולם העשייה, ועליהם כתוב אף עשיתי.
Excellent. Okay. And in the English, another explanation. All those who call in my name, that is, it is written, as it is written, Puyetz Hadar, the Etrog. For my glory I created him. That is the Kapot Tamarim, that is the Lulav. Yitzartiv, I formed him. That refers to the Anaf Eitzavot, which is the Hadas. Afasitiv is I made him. That refers to Va'arvei Nachal, the willows of the brook. Perush, explanation. He's explaining the roots of the four species, which are the four worlds: Atzilut, Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. The Etrog is for the world of Atzilut, upon which is written, all who are called in my name. For the Nukva of Atzilut, Nikret, is called a name. Nukva is what receives from Atzilut. Okay, now it can either be Bina, or it can also be what comes, when Malchut is joined with Bina, it can also be Malchut. So we don't know here whether he's talking about Malchut or Bina. Kapot Marim is for the world of Bria, on which is written, V'lichvodi Boativ, and for my glory I created him. V'anaf Eitzavot, and that is the Hadas, Keneged Olam HaYetzira, V'alav Ne'ema Yitzartiv, on this I said I formed him. V'avei Nachal, in the willows of the book, is Neged Olam Asiya, is for the world of Asiya. V'aleihem Katuv, Af Asitiv, it's written, I made him.
Yedida.
Yes.
Sorry. Lichvodi Bratim. Who is the subject of that, or the object rather, that sentence, Bratim? I made the various one of the minim for that purpose, or I made the person who was doing the mitzvah for that purpose? Who is the object of that sentence?
Well, all of this is actually the same question. The thing is, in the Zohar, and this is what we're coming to, in the Zohar, you're going to get very often the same issues explained in more than one way. Okay, first we've already had two ways now to explain this sentence.
Right.
Barativ is kedei liachedoti. Yitzartiv lasot li masim tovim. Afasitiv zezhitorea ledo koach elyon. Another explanation is that it refers to the four species. Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right? Now, it's not that one is right and another is wrong.
No, of course not.
Well, it's not a machloket. It's not the same as like, for example, in the Gemara, you have a machloket between this one and between that one, and they're going to wait for Eliyahu Navi to sort it out. It's not like that. The Zohar doesn't work like that.
Right.
What we see in the Zohar, we see that the different tzaddikim are describing perceptions. Okay? It's okay. Not that one perception is better than another. They're different. It's
right.
it's like you have a diamond and you're looking at the diamond from different angles. One is going to describe from this angle, one is going to describe from that angle.
Sure, of course.
Well, you know, we say, Of course, but it's not of course. One minute, I think Timna got lost a few times. Timna, are you there, love?
On and off.
I kept hearing things and I had the material on the screen and I didn't realize. I just saw you come up again. Okay, so I'll just catch you in again. Shayna asked a question about who is the subject and who is the object in the sentence. And that really brings me to explain that it always in the Zohar, it's talking about the kavanah of the ben adam shu mata'er eizashu mata'er echu mitbonen bedvarim echu רואה את הדברים, זה כמו, איך הוא, המילה באמת הוא השגה, איך הוא משיג את העניין הרוחני, וכל אחד משיג מכיוון אחר, אי אפשר להגיד יותר טוב יותר, או זה כן או זה לא, זה פשוט השגות אחרות על אותו עניין, אוקיי? אז כבר יש לנו שני הסברים, למשפט אחד בישעיהו, אוקיי? אז פשוט זה לפי השגות, והרבה הרבה פעמים אנחנו נראה דברים שלכאורה נראים לנו שהם מכחישים זה את זה בזוהר, אבל זה לא הכחשה, זה פשוט הצדיקים רואים את הדברים ממדרגות שונות, מכיוונים שונים, מהשגות שונות, ולכן אנחנו נראה הרבה פעמים שאחד מייחס דבר כזה לאצילות, אחד ייחס דבר כזה לתפארת, אחד ייחס, פשוט הוא רואה את הדברים מכיוונים שונים, מהשגות שונות, ולכן אנחנו נראה הרבה פעמים דברים שונים. Okay, Timna has faded out again, unfortunately. She's got a problem with her internet today. Mm-hmm. Oh well. Okay, let's just carry on. Hopefully she'll come back again. All right. Raise your Dalid. Okay. Go on, okay. David, do one more.
The Tukuna Dahai, the Markara, the Lakhtam Lachem Lachem Beyom Harishon, the Ika, the Hu Hamisha Alaso.
Okay, I've just remembered, somebody asked a question about the worlds. I think it was Timna.
Yeah.
Yeah, asked a question about the worlds, and I said we would come to that, and I forgot. When we're talking about the worlds, Atzilut, Bria, Yitzirah, Nasiya, it's becoming clearer and clearer to me that we're talking about different madrigot of giving. Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's different consciousnesses of giving, of how to let go of the will to receive and how to give. And it undoubtedly, as the Rav Ashlag teaches us, the most important part of the will to receive is in Ruchaniyut. Okay, we fuss about, you know, our will to receive in Gashmiyut, but the truth of the matter is that's absolutely Kesef Katan. It's like agurot, you know.
Right.
We're messing about with these stupid agurot. When the truth of the matter is that these madrigot that the Balu Sulam brings in the Hakdama Lesefer HaZohar, for example, when we talk about the madrigot, remember we go from the domain Tzomech V'chai Medaber, and we talk about Nefesh Ruch Neshama Chai Yechidah of Nefesh and Ruach Neshama Hayachida of Ruach, and we go through the worlds like this. These are all madrigot of giving. And how we let go of the will to receive, how we let go of the Ordo Chochma, of the Harad Chochma, each time, and come again to give. And this is what these worlds are. So if we we take the idea of the olamot is the different levels of the consciousness of giving. Okay, that would be the best definition so far of what the olamot are.
Would you then say the Atzilut has the greatest degree of giving?
Yes, yes. It's a person who's in the well, yes and no. Yes, it's using greater energies. That's for sure. On the other hand,
what do you mean by that?
Huh?
What do you mean by the greater energy?
Well, the masach of the Atzilut is definitely greater. It has to use, I mean, it's got the Or de Chochma is present in the world of Atzilut. It's not present in Bria Yitzira Nasiya. So, which means that the kochot of the masach have to be much greater in the world of Atzilut than they are in Bria Yitzira Nasiya. On the other hand, for the individual person, we have to believe that it's always balanced. That his will to receive for himself and his will to give are always balanced. So even for even when we're dealing for ourselves in the little world of Asiya, in the little world of Nefesh, it's still for us. It's still a challenge because it's half and half, because it's always a choice. And for something to be always a choice, a free choice, it always has to be balanced. So on the one hand, yes, the world of Atzilut uses much greater energies. On the other hand, since it's always balanced, each person has to, always work for his own maximum.
When you say it's always balanced, do you mean the amount of the will to receive and the amount of the will to give? Or what is it that's balanced?
Yes, yeah, Rav Ashag says that the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara in the person is always mechtzer al mechtzer. He is always half and half, always. So if we manage to overcome one thing, then the Yetzer Hara grows again we come to mechtzer al mechtzer. So that it says, "Kol Adam Godel Godol Heimeno." The more person grows in spirituality, the more his Yetzirah grows as well. Okay, so that a person is always at Mechtzer al Mechtzer. Like he comes in the side of Merit Zacha, Echriya Tatzmo, but Kol Olam Ulo Lekaf Zuchut. Okay, so he asks, how can a person machriya if he knows for himself he's done so many sins? This is not talking about at the end of a person's life when he comes to Olam Haba and they weigh up how much he did of this and how much he did of that. But he's talking about at any moment the Yetzer HaTov and the Yetzer HaRa are evenly balanced in a person. Okay, which means that the struggle that tzaddikim also have at these higher levels is also a huge struggle. They're working with much greater energy, much greater, Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra, both. We're both, we're working with much smaller levels, but for everybody, it's always an even choice.
So speaking about that esrog, in terms of giving, the person has a struggle, perhaps, in how much of an esrog should I purchase? How much hidurim should I look for? Would that be accurate or true? In other words, that part of the giving is giving.
No. Rav Ashlag doesn't work like that at all. Not at all. It's to do with your kavanah. That would be taking the inyan of the etrog, the lulav, the kapot marim, and the nachal is in the yichud. Okay, the avodah is in the yichud to unite them. Okay.
So is that a question of hidur mitzvah? Is that a question of how much is okay?
How much liyached otam? That's the one thing, and that when we do the mitzvah, and we are able to speak the mitzvah in order to להשפיע נחת רוח לבורא,
right.
With the ברכה. And when we shake the mitzvah also, it's להשפיע נחת רוח לבורא, and to, you know, that we're doing it not for ourselves, we're doing it for the world, we're doing it so that God will bring chassadim to the world. Okay, we're not mamash not doing it for ourselves. So he did not he's not talking about the external aspect of the mitzvah. He's talking about the inner aspect. Okay, at least here in the Zohar.
And is what this mitzvah
is or every mitzvah? I'm so sorry, Leah. Shamati ktsat.
Specific mitzvah of arbat aminim.
Ken.
Simcha b'shorash ha'elyon, as it says here.
Yes.
For every mitzvah meoreret simcha b'shorash ha'elyon.
Ani betucha. אני בטוחה, אין ספק שהמצווה מעורר תגובה בעליון, ואנחנו נלמד את זה. זה נקרא, המושג זה נקרא מעיין נוקבין. המילה, המושג שמופיע בזוהר לעניין זה, זה נקרא מעיין נוקבין, ואומר שכשאנחנו עושים איזושהי פעולה חיובית בצורה כזו כמו מצווה, כן, זה נקרא מיינוקווין. מיינוקווין שהחיסרון עולה למעלה, אוקיי? זאת אומרת שזה מעביר את הכלי שהוא מתוקן למעלה. ואז הכלי שמתוקן למעלה מתמלא בשפע העליון, ואז יש אפשרות שזה ישפיע למטה. אוקיי, זה תהליך שאנחנו, זה נקרא איתרותא דלתתא, שגורם לאיתרותא דלעילא. והמושג בקבלה נקרא מעיין נוקבין. וכל המצוות בעצם, וגם גמילות חסדים, שזה מצוות לא מוגדרות, נקראים במושג מעיין נוקבין. אוקיי? ואנחנו נלמד את זה בפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה בצורה מדויקת, מה זה? יפה. אוקיי. עכשיו.
בסולם.
ראשו דלד, yes, thank you. Right, ראשו דלד.
והתיקון שלהם הוא, כי מה שאמר הכתוב, ולקחתם לכם ביום הראשון, הוא בדיוק. שהוא 5/10. פירוש. כי 5/10 לחודש יורה שהנוקבה שהיא ספירת העשירית ומרמזת במספר 10. עלתה ונכללת באמא. ונבחנת במספר 5, להיותה כוללת בתוכה 5 ספירות
חסד
גבורה ותפארת,
נצח הוד,
אוקיי, שכל אחת כוללה מין 10 כנודה, וכשאלו 5 ספירות של הבינה מאירים בהנוקבה. נקרא הנוקבה במספר 15 לחודש, אשר אז הלבנה שהיא הנוקבה בתכלית המילוי שלה.
Excellent. Okay, very good. התיקון שלהם, and the תיקון is that as the scripture says, and you shall take them for yourself on the first day. That is exactly, which is 5/10 explanation for the 15th of the month teaches that the nukva, that is shehin tzviya asirit, which is the 10th tzviya, so therefore the nukva here means malchut, and is hinted in the number 10, is gone up and is included in ima. Ima is bina. Okay, so this is what we said earlier. When I didn't know whether it was Malchut or Bina, it turns out it's both. Okay? Who is designated with a number 5. Since she has within her 5 sriot, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferet, Netzachod, that each one of them is made up of 10, as we know. And when these 5 sriot of Bina are shining in the Malchut, then the Malchut is designated by the number 15th of the month. Because then the moon, which is the inner meaning of the Malchut, is in her complete fulfillment. Okay, that's why the Chagim are usually on the 15th, ala b'yawech malei, b'chameshesrei. כי אז גם החוכמה וגם חסדים הכל במילואם, הכל ביחד, ויש עניין של שיתוף רחמים בדין. אוקיי? וזה מאוד 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 יפה. אוקיי? Now, the עניין of the ספירות. הספירה is a vessel. אוקיי? כמו שלמדנו בפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה, ספירה זה פשוט כלי. כלי לאור העליון, אוקיי? והוא פשוט כלי דק. כלי דק לאור העליון. ובלי הכלים אי אפשר לקבל אור. וזה בפשטות. עכשיו אנחנו, כשאנחנו קוראים את התנ"ך ואנחנו לוקחים את הלולב, אנחנו לא יודעים איזה ספירות אנחנו מאירים. איזה כלים בדיוק, כי אנחנו לא מקובלים. אבל הצדיקים האלה ידעו. הם ידעו לגמרי איזה כלים, כשמדובר בתנ"ך, הם ידעו מה זה 15. הם ידעו מה זה לולב, מה זה אתרוג, מה זה הכל ביחד, איזה כלים זה מעורר. אוקיי? ואז הם יכולים לתאר את זה בעניין של ספירות. אוקיי? Anybody else want to read? Read some Aramaic? Who didn't read yet? Shana, you want to read?
Okay.
Resh Tet Zayin.
Okay. Aval Bayom HaRishon. Ahu YaRishon. Resh Tet Vav.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Yeah, sure. Resh Tet Vav, I'm sorry.
Okay. Aval Bayom HaRishon. Ahu YaRishon. Man Hu. אלא יום דנפק ראשון, לנטלה במבוי, דמיין, דביין, מענן, מעין, ביין, לעם שחר, לעלמה. אוקיי, רשת הבא. אבל דמלה, הסולם?
Yes.
אוקיי. אבל ביום הראשון וכולי. אבל
אומר הכתוב.
אומר כתוב ביום הראשון, thank you, יום הראשון הזה, מיהו, על מיהו רומז, ומשים, אלא הוא יום שיצא הראשון למסע במקורות מים חיים. דהיינו, קו הראשון של גימל קווין, הנושאים בגימל דוחתי, שמנסה איתם יוצאים, מסעדים, סגולים, בחכמה הנקראים מים חיים. Mm-hmm. כנאמר לפני כן, באלף, אני לא יודע, דף חף.
It's in בראשית אלף.
שהוא קו הימין חסד, הנושא ראשונה, ואנחנו צריכים להמשיך אותו בעולם, כי בסוכות הוא זמן הנשכת החסדים
בסוד הכתוב,
מינו תחבקני. מינו תחבקני, אוקיי.
Very good. Okay, but on the first day, but what is, just as the scripture says, on the first day, on this first day, who is it? On who is it hinting? Okay, and it answers, this is the day
that comes forth the first on the journey in the sources of the living water. It's all code. I'll tell you what it means in a minute. The hind, that is, the first line of the three lines, which travel in the three lines, and from their journey comes forth the revealed loving kindness in the Chochmah, Chasadim Mugulim B'Chochmah, which are called Maim Chayim. Shehu Kava Yamin Chesed Anoseh Rishona. And it's the first line is Chesed, which comes forth first, which travels first. And we need to bring it to the world. Ki B'Sukkot Huzman Hamshachat HaChasadim. Because on Sukkot is the time of the bringing of the Chasadim. B'Sod HaKatuv Yimino Techabkeini. And his right hand will embrace me. But what is the meaning of the scripture? It says on the first day, and this is the first of the journey of the for the sources of the living water. Maim Chayim is the order chokhma be order chokhma be kshemutaf be order chasadim. We cannot receive the light of chokhma directly. We learned that when we learned on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, it has to come for us wrapped in the light of loving kindness. And we have to keep going to wrap it again in loving kindness all the time. Okay, this is all the time what it's about, keeping going back to giving. Okay, going back to wrapping it in emunah, wrapping it in giving. Okay, and then we come to the revealed chasadim megulim b'chokhmah. This is like the geula, you know. It's like when the love and the joy in giving is revealed to us. So, you know, for us it's very hard to give because we have to go against ourselves, and the joy in giving is not immediately obvious to us. Often after we give, we get the joy in it. But before the action, it's not joy. It's not easy. And sometimes during the action, it's not easy. And chasadim mugulim b'chokhmah is when it's the joy in the giving, the joy in the emunah is revealed. Okay, and this is called ma'im chayim. It's also Torah is called ma'im chayim because it's the same thing. Anyhow, the first aspect is kav yamin. Now, the three lines come all the time in Yahadut. Kol hazman ha-shlosha kavim ba b'yahadut, b'yahadut. Yesh lanu Avraham Yitzhak Yaakov, okay? Yesh lanu Chesed Gvura Tiferet. Same thing. Ze oto dvar b'diyuk. Yesh lanu Kohen Levi Yisrael. Ze gam ken yamin smol ve'emtza. Kulam ze oto dvar. Okay, yamin ze tamid Chesed. וזה תמיד אברהם, וזה הכהן. אוקיי? Okay? אם אנחנו מסתכלים על בית המקדש, הכהנים עמדו בימינו של העזרה, אוקיי? Okay? שזה בדרום. ולמה? למה עמדו שם? כי שורשם זה חסד. הכהן זה חסד. הלוויים עמדו בצד שמאל, כי השורשם שלהם זה גבורה. והיו צריכים לשיר מהשמאל לימין, אוקיי? כדי להעביר את העניין לכיוון החסד. אוקיי? וישראל היה באמצע. אוקיי? So we have always these three lines. These three lines make up השלמות. אוקיי? So we start with קו ימין. קו ימין is the chasadim. How much time we got? Yeah, we got a little bit more time. We can carry on. Okay, I'll read. Reish tet zayin mital lamalka dekata b'nei nasha b'katroi amai matrunita atat vafakit lon lechirut ulamalka eshkach liyakarei dilei v'ahav lon bidaha eshkachat lon kaifin v'tzachin amalt ha'afikat לון לחירו, הייתי לון מחלה ומשתיה. מטל למלכה וכו'. משל למלך, שעשה אנשים בבית האסורים שלו, באה אמו הגבירה, והוציאה אותם לחירות. והמלך, שהשכיח על כבודה, נתן אותם לרשותה, ומצא אותם רעבים וצמאים. אמר אל בנה המלך, הרי הוצאת אותם לחירות, תן להם אכילה ושתייה. Another one. כך היום הכיפורים, אפיק לכולו לחירות, וענן כפני מזוני קיימנה, וצחינה למשתי, העטרת למלכה בעצרוי, והיום הידענה, דהמי נביאין עם השריין, שאילנה למשתיה, למען דאפיק לו נחרו, ועדה קרינן ליום ראשון. כך הנה יום הכיפורים, שהוא סוד אימא, דהיינו בינה, שהוציא כולם לחירות, ואנחנו נמצאים רעבים למזון וצמאים לשתות, כי מבחינת בינה אינו נמשך אכילה ושתייה גשמיות. כי על כן אנו צמים ומתענים ביום הכיפורים. על כן היא מאתרת את המלך, שהוא זרם בן הבינה, בתרות שלו, תנו במוחין דחסדים, ביום הזה, בראשון לחג, אנו יודעים שמים חיים שורים עמה, ואנו שואלים לשתות למי שהוציאנו לחירות. דהיינו שתשפיע חסדים אל זרמפין בשבילנו, אחר שזכינו למוחין דחוך ממנה ביום הכיפורים, שהוא סוד חירות. ולפיכך, אנו קוראים את היום יום ראשון. המשל, parable of the king, who bound people up in his prison, and his mother, the you know the dowager queen, came and brought them out to freedom, and the king was concerned for her honor, so he gave them into her custody, and she found them hungry and thirsty. She said to her son, the king, "Look, I brought them out into freedom. Give them to eat and drink." And this is how it is on Yom Kippur, which is the inner meaning of Bina. She brought them out into freedom. And we are in the situation of being hungry for food and thirsty for drink. For from the aspect of Bina, it does not come food and drink in physicality. And therefore, we fast and afflict ourselves on Yom Kippur. Therefore, she gives light to the king. La'ateret is like to crown, but the crown in the Kabbalah means to give the light to the king. And the king is the Zer Ampin, who is the son of Bina. Vatarot shelo, she gives him his light. Dainu b'mochin d'chassadim, the light of loving kindness. B'yom hazeh, on this day, b'rishon l'chag, on the first of the chag, we know that Maim Chaim Shorim Ima, that the Maim Chaim is there with her. Vanu Shoalim Lishtot Lemi Shotzienu Lecherut, and we ask to drink to the one who brings us out into freedom. That is that she gives Chassadim, the light of Chassadim, to Zerampin for us, after we merited to the light of Chochma from her on Yom Kippur, which is the inner meaning of Chirut. And therefore, we call this day Yom Rishon. And one more which explains it, Resh Yud Chet, Da b'sifra d'agadata v'shapiru, aval b'hayom al Avraham shiruta d'kulo, ay ba'anani yakar hu shiruta, o b'maya hu shiruta, d'avam sharei l'mechprei b'irei d'maya. זה כתוב בספר אגדה, והוא יפה. אבל לבד מאמור, הנה ביום ההוא רומז על אברהם, שהוא סוד ספירת החסד, הוא התחלת הכל, אם בענני כבוד, שהוא סוד אורות מקיפים, הוא התחלה, שאור מקיף הראשון הוא חסד, ואם במים, שהוא סוד אור פנימי, הוא התחלה, שאור פנימי הראשון הוא חסד, שזה סוד שאברהם התחיל לחפור בעירות מים. And this is what's written in the book of Agadah, and it's beautiful. Apart from what we've said, it is this day is hinting on Avraham, who is the inner meaning of the Sfira of Chesed. And he's the beginning of everything. Whether the Anane Kavod, which is the inner meaning of the surrounding light, he's the beginning of that. Because the first of the surrounding light is Chesed. And if it's Mayim, which is the inner meaning of the inner light, the light which goes inside, is the beginning. That the first of the inner lights is Chesed. And this is the inner meaning of that Abraham began to dig the wells of water. אז מה הוא אומר פה? הוא אומר שהכל כלול בהתחלה, אוקיי? את היום ה-15, שזה יום של הלווה מתחברת עם הבינה, והיא מתמלאת, ויש לה מקור למקור מים חיים, שזה הכל כלול בתוכו, וזה היום של אברהם. אוקיי? זה היום של אברהם, זה הספירת החסד. והוא הראשון של האור מקיף, והראשון שלו אור פנימי. אם אנחנו זוכרים מה זה, אור מקיף, זה האור שמאיר על הכלי מרחוק, שמאיר את הכלי, לעורר את הכלי, שהוא מאיר אותו, שיתעורר לעשות כלי לשם, לעשות כלים לשם, אוקיי? שזה מרחוק, כמו שיעור, כמו דיבור עם מישהו, זה יכול לבוא בכל מיני צורות. האור מאיר עלינו כל הזמן. אור פנימי זה האור שאנחנו מקבלים על ידי זה שאנחנו עושים את המצווה עם הכוונה הראויה לו. זה נקרא אור פנימי. אוקיי? האור מקיף זה מה שמעורר אותנו לעשות את המצווה. האור פנימי זה האור שאנחנו מקבלים על ידי המצווה. אוקיי? ושניהם, הראשון זה חסד, הראשון זה אברהם. ולכן הוא אומר שאברהם התחיל לחפור בעירות מים, זה הפנימיות של הדבר הזה. אוקיי? ואחרי זה, הזוהר ממשיך. Did I start by explaining that in English or I forgot?
You didn't say it in English.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Susan.
Okay, I followed you, but it would be worth hearing it again in either Hebrew or English, so that I could get it down in my notebook.
I'm sorry. I sometimes forget what language I'm in.
I'm very sorry, but I'm going to have to leave you and wish everyone a Chag Sameach.
Okay, David, Chag Sameach, Be'ezrat Hashem.
Okay, nedaber machar, b'seder.
Yeah, b'seder gamor. And okay. David, just before you go, you can carry on reading this yourself in... You'll manage. It's not necessarily you'll understand it.
I will read it.
But you can, you just get the idea that the Sfirot, that the worlds are worlds, and it's all to do with vessels, different vessels from different perspectives.
And
you're very welcome. You're definitely, you can do it yourself. Okay. Very good. Excellent.
Chag Sameach
lekulam. Chag Sameach, David. Chag Sameach.
Okay.
Great. I mean, גם את צריכה ללכת,
תמנה? לא. אבל אם את כבר מסבירה, אם את יכולה גם להסביר את העניין של החירות. את הריש יוד זין.
I'm not sure I can actually. I'll try. I'll have a go. See if it comes to me. The Inyan of Chirut. What I got so far, in my understanding this year, is that this great light comes originally on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, and we mamit oto, the od chokhma magia be'etzem Rosh Hashanah, and we lessen it through the blowing of the shofar. Now we lessen it, and then we're left with Vav Ktzavot. Now, Vav Ktzavot of Chochmah is what we learn in the Petichah L'Chochmah Kabbalah, is the Ha'arad Chochmah. Okay, is the illumination of the light of Chochmah. It's not the full light of Chochmah. And the illumination of the light of Chochmah is actually that we only receive the light of Chochmah a much smaller quantity, and we receive it only in the way of giving. Okay. And in actual fact, what that means is that it only comes really to enhance the choice of chassadim. So we've done this action on Rosh Hashanah. We blew the shofar, and the big light of Chochmah listened to the Vav Ktzavot of Chochmah, the Harad Chochmah, the illumination of the light of Chochmah. Okay, then we have the Aseret Yomei Teshuva. Again, we're back to Din. And I never understood at all why we're back to din again. I mean, I thought we blew the shofar, we did it. What more do we need to do? But in fact, we do need to do more. And that is, even the Harad Chochmah, we need to only come to receive only for the sake of giving. We need to let that go as well. And in the world of Atzilut, Briya, Yetzira, Nasiya, we only have the Harad Chochmah. When we say there's Order Chochmah in Atzilut, even in the world of Atzilut, there's no real Order Chochmah. There's only Harad Chochmah. It's good, it's great, but the Baruch Hashem. And that also, we have to prefer to give rather than to receive. And that was the inner meaning of the Se'ir Lashem, the Se'ir Azazel. That the Se'ir Lashem is the Tzad Yamin, is the Chassadim. And the Se'ir Azazel is, it shows that even if we receive the Harad Chochmah in the way just as receiving, then we get the Onashim. Like the Sea of Azazel got sent into a wilderness, it's not going to get us anywhere. אנחנו נהיה במדבר, ושאין שום מים, ואין שום אוכל, ובסוף אנחנו נסתובב שם בלי שום... פשוט, it won't get anywhere. We'll fall off a cliff. Okay? Just like the Sea of Azazel did. So again, it comes back to the Harad Chochmah also has to be given back. Also, we have to let go of it and prefer always to come to the Order Chassadim. And this was the great shiur that Rav Ashla got from his master, the Rabbi of Belz. The Rav Ashla came to a great Hara. It was Pesach time. And we read this letter. I'm not sure. Susan and I read it. I don't remember if we read it. I don't think we read it, the rest of us. Anyhow, he came to this great understanding where he was receiving these great madrigot. Almanat Lashpia. Everything was Almanat Lashpia. And yet the Rabbi of Belz taught him, you have to let those go. Even though it's all Almanat Lashpia, you still have to let them go. And everything is only Almanat Lashpia. And you let it go, and you let it go, and you choose again Emunah, you choose again Hashpa'ah, you choose to let go. It's like when the children of Israel saw God's hand at the Red Sea, what does it say afterwards? Ve'ayminu b'Hashem Moshe Avdo. They let go of the Chavaya. They let go of the Gdula, they let go of it all, and they came again to giving. And again, I think this is what Sukkot is about. Sukkot is about, we got the great Chavayot on Rosh Hashanah, we got the and on Yom Kippur. And now we have to come back again to giving. Come back again to Emunah. And this is what the Sukkah is. The Sukkah is to come into the shelter of the Tzel, Tzela de Emunah, to come back to the back to Emunah. It's all about Emunah again. So on Yom Kippur, we reached a high level. We were able to reach it because we were, the special day of fasting but we can't live like that. We can't live in Yom Kippur. It's too high for us. We can't live all the time just in the Beit Knesset and fasting. It's not how we can live in this world. We have to let go of this high light and come again to the light of Emunah. So on the Yom Kippur, we gained a great light, which he calls Chayut. But now we have to let go again and come again to Chassadim. That's how I understand it so far. But I mean, what can I tell you, Tim? That each year my understanding changes. Not changes dramatically from one thing to another, but it gets clearer, put it that way.
Yeah. Each year, Bezor. ממש תודה על הסיכום הזה. It's great hearing you.
Yeah, Bezrat Hashem. It is all one hug. It's absolutely all one hug. It's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot is all one. It really is all one. So but we come again to letting go and choosing the chassadim. וזה באמת, זה יהיה ככה בגמר התיקון. בגמר התיקון, שהכל יהיה מגולה, ומה נעשה? נבחור שוב באמונה. כל העניין היא שאנחנו נבחור באמונה בגמר התיקון. I think that's why God made us עם קשי עורף. Because once we got the idea of Emunah, we're not going to let it go.
Yeah.
I think that's it, you know. He did it on purpose. He made us stiff-necked so that even when we get to the Gula, we're still going to say, that's it. We're going back to our Emunah. We're going to stick with our Emunah. Because that's actually the way. Our Dveikut has to be through Emunah. That we want to give to God. And when the Ode Chochma comes, we say, thank you, I'm still going to give to you. Because it's actually only in the presence of the Ode Chochma, whether it's Harada Chochma or the Ode Chochma we can't be in the presence of. But the Harada Chochma, even when the Harada Chochma comes, we have to say, thank you, God. I show you by this that my choice to give to you is a totally free and unconditional choice. Because when we are choosing Emunah now, we only choose Emunah because we haven't got any Chochmah anyhow. So our only way to connect with God is through Emunah and giving. We haven't got any other way. We will be Hestel. אבל כשהוא לא יהיה בהסתר, then we say, now I can truly choose Emunah and show you that I mean my choice. Wonderful, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, I was going to translate this for you, Susan.
Okay.
Huh?
I'm fine, thanks.
You're okay?
Yeah, I got it.
Great for you. Very good. Then the last bit, Resh Yutet, Resh Kaf, and Resh Kaf Aleph is the we said what is the Yom HaRishon, and now he describes Puyetz Hadar, Resh Yutet, Puyetz Hadar, Da Beira Di Yitzchak, Di Yitzchak Hadar Alei Lekodesh Baruch Hu, Vakra Alei Eitz Hadar, פרי דהי עד שדה ידיע. כפות מרים, דכתיב צדיק כתמה יפרח, ולא ישתכח בעיניי ופרודה. ודה לא כתיב וכפות, אלא כפות. בגין דלא סליק דה בלא דה. בית מליה היי באר. מבאר מים עליין נביאין, הוא את מלא בקדמותה ומנאי את מלא בירה עדיהו נביאו לכולו. Okay, here I was reading it in a book without dots. I know for kapot, one is with a dagesh and one is without a dagesh.
Yeah, the second one is the dagesh.
Oh, thanks. Okay. All right. Creates hadal. זהו בעירו של יצחק, דהיינו הנוקווה הנקראת בער, בית שמקבלת חוכמה מקו שמאל, וזה רמפין שנקרא יצחק. כי יצחק הידר את הקדוש ברוך הוא, וקרא אותו עץ הדר. והנוקווה היא פרי של עץ הדר הזה, הידוע. כפות מראים שכתוב צדיק כתמה יפרח, דהיינו יסוד, צדיק. ולא נמצא ביניהם פירוד, בין יסוד לנוקווה. ועל כן לא כתוב וחפות, אלא כפות, שיורה לשון קשור ואיגוד, משום שאינם נמצאים זה בלי זה, וכפותים תמיד יחד. ובזה מתמלא באר הזו, דהיינו לנוקווה, מבאר מים חיים העליונים מבינה, כי הוא היסוד מתמלא תחילה מתפארת ותפארת מבינה, וממנו מתמלא הבאר עד שהיא נעשית מעיין נובע לכל. Okay. Pri Yitzchak Adar. This is the well of Yitzchak. That is the Nukva. I think the Nukva here means the... I think it must be the Malchut, which is called Be'er. At the time when she receives Chochmah from the left-hand side of Zerampin, which is called Yitzchak, כי יצחק הידר את הקדוש ברוך הוא וקרא אותו עץ הדר. Because יצחק beautified the Holy Blessed One and he called him עץ הדר. And the Nukva, which is the Malchut, is the fruit of the עץ הדר הזה. הידוע, as is known. כפות מראים, שכתוב צדיק כתמה יפרח. צדיק is always יסוד. Okay? צדיק is always יסוד. And Yesod is the one who always gives to the Malchut. Velo nimtza b'nein pirud. There's no separation between the b'nein ha-Yesod l'nukva. So there's no separation between the Yesod of Zerampin and the Malchut. Raken lo katuv ha-kapot, ela kapot. Oh, the other way around. Okay. Which teaches that they are bound together, a language of binding. Because one is not found without the other. And they're always bound together.
In Hebrew,
kafut in Hebrew is kashur.
נכון, בדיוק, יפה, בדיוק. ובזה מתמלא באר הזו. And it's through this that this well fills up, which is the nukva. מבאר מים חיים העליונים. And it fills up from the higher life, which is from Bina. כי הוא היסוד, because the יסוד מתמלא תחילה מתפארת, and תפארת from Bina. So now goes Bina, תפארת, מלכות, and ממנו מתמלא הבאר, and from the יסוד fills up the well, עד שהיא נעשית מים נובע לכל, until she becomes a spring of water which flows to everyone. Okay? Okay, וענף עצבות, וענף עצבות, אוקיי, דא ענפה דאילנה רברבה, דא תקיף והשתרשה בשורשוי, התעביד אילנה אילה על כולו, דאחיד בכל סטרי, ענף דיהו עצבות, עץ דאחיד לאבות, דאחי נתן סודו דאולמה, ותמליה לארקה בבירה, היי הוא עולמה ארכה דשקיוטה. וערבי נחל, תרי עינון, תרי נחלין, דמיה התכניש בהו, לארכה לצדיק, לארכה לצדיק. Up to there. But then he starts דבר אחר. Okay, I don't want another דבר אחר. We go as far as that. Okay. ענף עצבות, אין הדס. This is זהו ענף של אילן הגדול, דהיינו תפארת. שהתגבה והשתרשש בשורשיו נעשה אילן עליון על הכל, שאחוז מכל צדדיו, דהיינו תפארת הכולל כל ששת הספירות, צדקות נצחות יסוד, אחוזים בו מכל צדדיו. ענף שהוא עץ אבות, היינו עץ שאוחז את האבות, כי הוא קו אמצעי כולל בתוכו ימין ושמאל, שהם חסד וגבורה, כונים אבא מיצחק, ודורש אבות כמו אבות, כי עין ואלף מתחלפים זה בזה. כי מכאן מתפארת מקבל יסוד העולם ומתמלא להריק אל הבאר, שהוא הנוקבה. זהו ארץ שכולה משקה. פירוש בעת שהנוקבה מקבלת מהיסוד, היא נקראת ארץ שכולה משקה. וערבי נחל שתיים הם, רומזות על שני נחלי מים, כאנו שני הספירות נצח והוד, שהמים מתכנסים בהם להריק אל הצדיק שהוא יסוד, המקבל מנצח והוד. אוקיי, so now we have ענף עצבות, this is the branch of the big tree, which is Tiferet, which grew big and took deep roots and became a great tree overall, and it's connecting with all its sides, which is Tiferet, which includes all six Sfirot, and is Chesed Gvur Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod, and is grasping with it on all its sides. Anaf Shu Eitz Avot, Dahino Eitz She'ochez Et Avot, it's a tree which holds on to the fathers, which is the middle line, which includes both the right-hand line and the left-hand line, which are Chesed and Gvura, who are called Avram and Yitzhak. And he explains Avot as if he's Avot. The word Avot with an I, and as if it's the Avot with an Aleph. And from here, from Tiferet, Mekabel Yisod HaOlam, Umitmalei Larik El HaBe'er. And from here, the Yisod, which we said was the Kapot Tamarim, receives the light and empties it from Eitzavot receives from the Kapot Tamarim and empties it into the Be'er, which is the Malchut, which is Etrog, okay? And that is the land which is completely all giving water. That's it, Peirush. At the time when the Malchut, Mekabelet, from the Yesod, she's called Eretz Shekula Mashke. She's called the land which is all completely giving water. And the Arvei Nachal, Arvei Nachal, Trei Inun. Trei Nachalin Damayet Kanishbehu L'Arkal Tzadik. Okay? And these are two who hint on the two brooks of water. I forgot to read in Hebrew, sorry. V'shtayim heim romzot al shnei nachalei maim, d'haynu shnei hasfirot, netzach v'hod, שמיים מתכנסים בהם להריק אל הצדיק, שהוא יסוד המקבל מנצח והוד עד פה. And the ערבי נחל, the inner meaning of those is the two ספירות, two pots of water, which are נצח and הוד, and which the water comes into them to empty to the צדיק, who is יסוד, and who receives from נצח and הוד. So here we have an explanation of the Arba Minim, such that we have the Etrog is where it all the light connects, so that it's able to give to the world, to the Neshamot, that's the Malchut. It comes to the Malchut through the Kapot Marim, which is the Lulav, okay, and which is the Yesod of Zerampin. Zerampin, which is Tiferet, the main one is what did we say? The Anaf Eitzavot, which is the Hadas. Okay, that's Tiferet. And we see actually it's got three lines. You've got the three lines in the Hadas. Okay. You mean small and imtza. And then and the Shtei Ravot are also giving to this channels, and they are Netzach and Hod. And this is one beautiful description of the Arba meaning. But the truth is, if we carry on reading in the Zohar, he'll tell us another explanation of the Arba meaning, and it's from a different perspective. Okay? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean one's right and the other one's wrong. It just means he's looking at that particular, how it expresses itself, maybe at that particular level. Well, somebody's going to see how it expresses itself at a different level. It's very beautiful. Okay. אז אפשר להמשיך, אבל זהו להיום. נהניתי מאוד, אני מקווה שגם אתם.
Thank you very much. It was very beautiful.
It's, oh my.
Yeah, ברוך השם. אנחנו פשוט נהנה מאוד מהארבע מינים בעזרת השם, ונחשוב על ה... על, על האיחוד ועל, ועל הכלים והאור בצורה הכי פשוטה שאפשר, שאנחנו נותנים את זה, עושים את זה רק כדי לתת את השפע שיבואו לכולם, לכל העולם.
Yudita, what's our next class schedule?
Our next class is actually in a meeting in Peter's Sukkah. Didn't I send you a...
Yes, oh, yes, I have that, yes.
Yeah, Be'ezrat Hashem, that will be on next, on Chol HaMoed.
Right, yes, I have the email, that's right. It'll be the next Sunday class, the next class like this, the next five class.
I suppose it's after Yom Tov, I don't know. When's after Yom Tov? I haven't even got as far as Yom Tov. How do I know? Give up. When okay. Is after Yom Tov?
The first Sunday after Yom Tov?
Yeah, the first Sunday when it's not Yom Tov anymore.
Okay.
I don't know when that is. I think it's actually the 20th.
Just about the first Sunday of the end of this.
So. Yeah. Be'ezrat Hashem. Then we'll be back to Talmud Es Sefirot.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, Be'ezrat Hashem. I hope you can come to the meeting, Shaina.
Be'ezrat Hashem. Believe it or I'll try.
Very good.
Okay, so everyone should have a good Yom Tov.
Good job. I will send Be'ezrat Hashem, אני אסתכל ונראה איזה קטע אנחנו נלמד בעזרת השם ביחד בסוכה.
I'm just trying to think, were there explicit directions to that place in the email? I saw it, but I didn't.
Weren't. I thought everybody knew, but I forgot you haven't been there.
No.
It's very easy to find. Shaina, after the class, I'll tell you.
Okay, thank you.
But just hang on a moment and...
thank you.
Okay, it's not
good. Ida and Shaina.
Lovely.
Timna's gone, I think.
Could be. Oh, all right. Very good.
For sure. Okay. We'll look forward to next time.
Yeah, lovely. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, I hope you can make the meeting, of course, over Skype.
Yes, we'll do our best. Wonderful.
I haven't yet found the material that we're going to learn, but Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll find something very nice.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm with you, Yudita. I'm sorry to bother you, but just...
No, that's easy. I don't think it's very far from where you live, actually. Do you know where the... You know where you come up those big steps and you come to... do you know those big steps?
Yes.
The big
step right in the middle of the going from the lowest point of spot where I am all the way up to the artist camp.
Right,
all the way
through. Right. You climb up the steps.
Okay.
But not all the way to the very top. You climb up to where you have the old city.
Well, it's not so clear by that. Do you mean the level where you have sans, the sans shul? Do you mean
They live exactly next to the sans shul.
Oh, okay. Fine.
They are the first house before the sans shul. They're even before the sans shul.
Okay, first house is you're coming up from away from the kikar, the first house. And the name again is?
Peter and Pamela Mond.
wood. Okay.
Yeah, and their sukkah, you'll see it from the street, is it's you know, they've got a historical building because they were one of the outposts at the time of the siege of Tzfat.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so their balconies still got all the, or they're not allowed to take off the bullet marks off their balcony.
Well, that's helpful. Then I should have.
Yeah. So you walk. If you get, you know, if you just come to the Zanz Mikvah, but before the Zanz Mikvah, even before you get there, you'll see a doorway, and it's got written on it. Pamela is a drama therapist, and she does a thing called the quiet space.
Okay.
You probably have a notice like that on the thing, but you go into the courtyard, you go up the steps just one level, and you go into her sukkah through the house. Okay? Oh. So you go in through the house. Now, the door will be open, but I don't know if it'll actually be open, because there might be grandchildren running in and out, and there might...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you know. Okay, so...
I hopefully will find it without too much trouble, or just I'll ask somebody. But I have an idea exactly where it is.
Yeah. It sounds like you do.
Okay, if you're Tashim, if I don't have to tend to my own grandchildren over here, I'll hopefully that they'll try to get there. It should be very nice. I'm looking forward.
Me too.
It'll be a really great year, good Gavench Jor, with everything all its feelings answered. And thank you very much. A beautiful Shir. Thank you. Bye for now. Thank you.